So one final question. You refer to the issue of checkpoint inhibitors, particularly with IMiDs. Do you see that not really heading anywhere at this point?
I'm hopeful that there still is going to be a story there. I don't know whether it's going to be drug specific. Obviously, there are some differences amongst the checkpoint inhibitors that are being tested as opposed to whether they're PD-1 or PD-L1, kind of how modified they are. So I don't know whether this is going to be a global problem. Obviously, the initial phase 2 data did not show a toxicity profile that was surprising. Certainly, all the autoimmune-based things were expected based on what we've seen with checkpoint inhibitors in other settings.
What was the reason that the trial was set? Was it toxicity or lack of efficacy?
So the FDA first shut down 2 phase 3 studies looking at IMiD plus pembrolizumab. And they were actually shut down for increased deaths. And so they recently released the Kaplan-Meier curves for 2 of these KEYNOTE studies. And the data are really striking. There is clearly an increased signal for increased death for the patients who are getting pembrolizumab. And this is unexpected. Again, I think everybody expected that we would be dealing with, colitis and thyroid issues and all the typical autoimmune things that we've seen in other disease settings. But to have actually patients die has been very unexpected. And since then, the FDA, I think appropriately, at least until we understand this more, has really started shutting down all other checkpoint inhibitor therapy studies for myeloma right now. But I really do hope that we kind of work our way through this. And I do think that there's potential for the use of checkpoint inhibitor therapy in myeloma. We just clearly don't know yet what that niche is.
But was there any evidence of increased incidence of autoimmune toxicity, or it's not clear at this point?
It's not really clear. They focused more on the deaths. But I think in the initial data that's been released thus far, it also doesn't look like we're seeing, significantly improved response rates or anything like that. But what is clear is a impressive increase in deaths, unfortunately.